Welcome back to Eco Talk. It is that time of the week when we check in with our friends at Tree Hugger. And this week in San Francisco, the Goldman Prize was given out, the environmental awards given to 7 activists around the globe. And now Grist is handing out its own Eco Awards.
Welcome to Tree Hugger Radio. I'm Simran Sethi. This week we bring you a special post-Earth Day hangover edition of All Things Green. While Karl Rove tied himself in knots asking Lori David and Sheryl Crow why America should reduce their carbon emissions when China isn't, other outlets took a more proactive approach. The Marriott Hotels hosted a green fair for its employees. Dell Computers and Verizon Wireless took back old electronic equipment for recycling. Seventh Generation launched its one-ton tree project to replant trees in New Orleans. And Forbes announced the 11 greenest billionaires. Meanwhile, our friends over at Grist Magazine dished out awards for some of the most interesting actions launched in the name of green, from the greenest nudie model to the climate convert most likely to give you the heebie-jeebies. Grist writer David Roberts has details. Certain eco-info has made it into a lot of press releases this year. What are the least newsworthy?
Well, it was exciting when that first business went carbon neutral by buying carbon offsets, and then a political campaign did it, and then all sorts of nonprofit organizations did it, and then individuals started doing it, sports teams started doing it, and at this point, the fact that you've gone carbon neutral is not a stop the presses moment. Also, a day does not pass at Grist without us getting a press release from somebody who is driving some sort of alternatively powered vehicle across the country to raise awareness for some cause, to the point that we joke now that out in the Midwest there must be a traffic jam of biodiesel vehicles and solar motorcycles raising awareness, and their poor old people who live along the highway out there must have their awareness at historic highs.
The reference on your list that made me laugh out loud was asphalt. Tell us more.
What more needs to be said about asphalt? It came from a guy who wants to break the record for speed of circumnavigating the globe, and his boat runs on biodiesel, and 1 liter of the fuel that he's using in his boat came from liposuction. His asphalt has been turned into biodiesel to run his boat. Obviously, he's not going to get all the way around the globe without a very large ass.
Details on the awkwardest interpretation of an eco theme in a sitcom, the best eco apology, and a host of hilarious green gaffes can be found at grist.org. Shifting gears, we caught up with Tree Hugger correspondent Alex Pasternak in Beijing to give us a skinny on Shanghai's second auto show and the ways it's gone green.
China now has 2 auto shows a year, and the fact that they're spaced just a few months apart shows how popular cars are becoming in the former bicycle kingdom. The Shanghai Auto Show, which precedes the Beijing Auto Show every year, opened this week in Shanghai, China. And here we saw a number of the newest models from global automakers, including Volkswagen, which showed off its newest diesel Polo Blue Motion, which is considered to be one of the cleanest internal combustion cars in the world, and some say even cleaner than the Prius.
For a nation used to getting around on bikes, the shift to cars is scary, but there may be some hope in the demand for smaller, more efficient vehicles.
As it outpaces economists' forecasts every year with its economic growth, China is becoming an incredible car culture, much like the United States was in the 1950s and has been ever since. The bicycle is, by all accounts, on the decline, and every day more cars hit the streets of Beijing, many of them not up to the sort of emission standards that we might be used to. Still, there is a great push by the government to improve environmental standards, with the recognition that environmental damage ultimately is going to have huge costs for the economy.
Back in the U.S., the New York Parks and Recreation Department gave Mother Earth some love by putting the eco back in economics and quantifying the cost of New York City's trees. As World Changing's Emily Gertz explains, for every dollar spent on a city tree, the Big Apple reaps $5.60 worth of benefits.
What this study shows is that for every dollar spent on a city street tree, we get back $5.60 worth of benefits. Those benefits come, for instance, in cutting carbon dioxide emissions in the city, and the trees do that in two ways. First of all, they absorb carbon dioxide, and second of all, they provide shade, which allows people to use less air conditioning in summer, less cooling, and therefore puts less of a load on power plants, which would in turn spew carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Another benefit of trees is that they add to property values in the city. A house that has a tree in front of it will sell for almost 1% more than a similar house that doesn't have a tree in front of it. And while that might sound like a small amount on the face of it, it can really add up over time and over the whole of the city.
Emily, this is a great example of true cost accounting. Why is this so important?
In the past, when calculating, say, growth of an economy or the costs of doing business, the benefits that we get from the natural world were not factored into account, which also means that the damage that we do to the natural world wasn't being accounted for economically as well. But putting a price tag on the benefit of trees, we're showing that adding trees to the city creates a positive economic impact, and that can carry over into all sorts of other aspects of making the city livable and making its economy successful.
That's our Green Roundup for this week. Let us know how you make Everyday Earth Day by emailing us at radio@treehugger.com. And for more information on sponsoring this podcast, email us at advertising@treehugger.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Simran. And for information about advertising on EcoTalk or being a sponsor or underwriter for EcoTalk 2.0 as we go forward under the new Air America ownership and management, please contact me directly. Time is short. Betsy@ecotalk.net. The good news is that the new management has offered us a two-hour weekend slot, pretty good time slot at that, but we have to raise $250,000 in the next couple of weeks to go forward for the year of broadcasting to come. So if you know any green sponsors, green organizations, green angels, send them our way. It's make or break time. We'll be back right after the news break.